Welcome back to the Walker's Table. I'm Pastor Christina Walker, and this is Pastor Travis Walker.
It's tough out there. We're in, I don't know what week we're in with the stay-at-home order, and if you've been following the Colorado news, we're moving into a safer-at-home order, and it's a lot to carry right now as we're at home, as we're trying to live our lives. Many of us are still going to work. Some of us are working from home. Some of us are doing our schooling from home, and so it's tough right now. I think it's important to recognize that, to acknowledge that. And also give ourselves some space at this time to acknowledge that it's okay to reduce some of the things that we need to do to stay healthy.
And so as we started this, and even here around the Walker's Table, we talked about great new habits you could add as your day looked different. Well, now that our days are continuing in this different space, and our days will once again shift with this safer at home. So you may have more clients than you currently have. You may be going to town more. That there's this shift happening, and this shift feels like it's taking more time and more energy. And so we are going to suggest, not that you throw everything out. If it's not working, it's okay to throw it out and start over. If it's working, but it feels like a whole lot, we're inviting you to dial it back. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we suggested was having a scripture study or that devotional time added. And we're going to go back to one of those basic things we offer of saying the Upper Room, which is available at all our churches. We have ways to get it to you if you need it, which just has a scripture, a suggested reading, and a paragraph, two paragraph story, and a prayer. Mm-hmm. It's okay to change your daily scripture practice to reduce it to just this much. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you're not digging deep into the lectionary or cross-referencing. It's okay to take a step back, take a deep breath, and go with something simple. And honestly, some of us are in the space that turning the page in here and being surprised with it has what day goes with the date. And that might be helpful to keep you on track right now, because we know that some of our normal rhythms and things that we look for of things that happen on certain days of the week still aren't happening. And so some of those touch points in our life aren't there. And so having something to remind us is a good thing in this time.
Absolutely. We'll include in the, either the first comment or in the show notes, a link to the Upper Room. One way I get the Upper Room for myself is through email. I have it emailed to me every day. And so we'll include that link so you can go sign up for the Upper Room online. Especially right now where it may take us a while to get a physical copy of it to you, but online is great. Especially if you have a smartphone or a tablet, you can just pull it up in your email and there it is every morning.
And if you'd like a copy mailed to you, I'm going to put the information for the Lamar Church office, because Debbie is still working in the office and we have copies in Lamar that we can get to you no matter which church you are affiliated with. And so we can facilitate through there as we are doing this slow start back up, as we're getting kind of in this different pace happening. And so we invite you into this space with us. We invite you to, it's okay to take a breath. In fact, let's take a breath and let it out. Because I feel like in this time we're doing a lot of, I'm taking a breath, taking a breath, taking a breath. And it starts to feel like hyperventilating instead of allowing stuff to go through us. And so in this time, let us go forward in God's peace. Can you offer a prayer, Pastor Travis?
Let's pray. Gracious God, we come to you in this time where we're living, this time where we've had so many things change on us, so many disruptions in our lives. And Lord, we ask that you be with us. We lift up our medical professionals, our doctors, nurses, the staff, public health folks who are still hard at work caring, treating, being with people at this time who are struggling with the coronavirus disease. We also lift up our leaders as they have to make difficult decisions and find a way to move us forward as a country, as a state. So we lift up our president, we lift up our governor, and ask that your wisdom and guidance be with them and all their support staff. And at a local level, we lift up our county commissioners, our city officials, all who have to make decisions as well. Lord, be with us as we take time to breathe, as we live in our homes right now, as we find ourselves teaching, as we find ourselves working from home, or whatever we find ourselves doing. Lord, be with us. Help us to breathe in your spirit and to let go of the things that are weighing us down. May you carry our burdens and be with us in this time, as you have promised in your scriptures and always. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So as you go from this time, I invite you to simplify a little bit and continue to live in Christ's peace.
Until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.